some mistakes, baby. Hold my hand, I think I'm your sentimental man. Sentimental man, yeah.
Despite a decades-long drug war, billions of dollars spent, and millions of Americans locked up in prisons, drug use rates have remained relatively constant. Any economist will tell you that as long as there's demand, there will always be entrepreneurs with a supply ready to make a profit. When a drug dealer is busted, it's nothing more than a job opening for someone else to fill. This is Economics 101. Join Students for Sensible Drug Policy to help teach lawmakers this simple economics lesson. Visit www.schoolsnotprisons.com to find out more information about SSDP, if there's a chapter at your school, or how to start one. It's time to join the growing opposition to our country's failed war on drugs and start an open, honest, and rational discussion of alternative solutions to our nation's drug problems. The federal government alone spends $4.5 billion a year locking up people for drug offenses. It costs almost $28,000 a year just to incarcerate one prisoner. Compare that to the average annual tuition at a four-year public college, which is $5,491, and you realize that the drug war is blurring our nation's priorities. Taxpayers' money would be much better spent educating people instead of punishing them. But thanks to ever-increasing mandatory minimum drug sentences, an entire class of young people are being filtered into new supermax prisons, while the resulting budget crunch forces the rest of us to go to old, dilapidated schools. The more money we dump into prisons, the less we have to invest in college campuses. Visit www.schoolsnotprisons.com to find out how you can get involved in the war against the war on drugs.
All right. We are back here on Interesting Orders with your host, Savoir Faire, on 91.5 WMFO Medford, broadcasting out of the heart of Tufts University here in Medford, Massachusetts. Let's talk about what we've been listening to. We kicked that last set off with the Blue Nile. We heard the track Sentimental Man from their 1996 release, Peace at Last. Blouse was in there from their self-titled debut album of 2011, and we heard the track Firestarter. And Blondie, we're back to 1978 for that one there off of Parallel Lines. We heard the track Hanging on the Telephone. Rennie Wilson gave us Feel Like a Child off of his 2013 release Sugar Glider. And we wrapped it up with Rye off of their 2012 release Woman. And we heard the track Hunger. All right, plenty to get to here. As I said before, let's just dive back into it. You know, as I also said before, this is Interesting Orders is a true freeform station. It's kind of whatever mood I'm in, you know, today. So this is a perfect example of it here, this next track. We're going to go back to 1962.
Can't tell. Eyes of love soon change to the eyes of hate.
Save this land. Be a people's song.
91.5 WMFO Medford. You are listening to Interesting Orders.
Yeah, sorry about that.
Oh, put the wrong lever down here. See what happens? Okay. Yes, so you are listening to Interesting Orders with Savoir Faire. We meet here every Saturday evening from 6 to 8 p.m., bringing you the best in freeform. I also have a second show on Sunday evenings from 10 p.m. to 12 a.m., which takes a look at the 80s, predominantly the new wave post-punk, with a little pop thrown in there. And occasionally we stray as well, but that's the ticket, as they say. So be sure to check that out. Let's talk about what we've been listening to here. And we start that set off. Oh, yeah. We went back. We started that set off with 1962's Steve King doing Satan Is Her Name. It's off of the Devil's Jukebox Taboo 60s compilation. Stiff Little Fingers gave us Wasted Life from their 1980 release Inflammable Material. And some local music there from Tugboat Annie. We heard the Wishing Song off of their 2000 release The Space Around You. Trust was in there with Bulb Form of their 2012 release TRST. And from the 2012 compilation Cassine Standouts 2010 to 2012 off of the Cassine record label, of course, we heard True from the band Picture. And Peter, Bjorn, and John gave us I Know You Don't Love Me. That's off of their 2011 release Gimme Some. And we wrapped it up there with Lemonade and off of their 2012 release, Diver. And we heard the track Ice Water. All right. About an hour and 2 minutes to go here. So, hey, what are we waiting for? About some LCD sound system.
I was there in 1968.